Come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofie Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
See, this is what the diner was made for. I have had Mark Barnhart on my show in studio in Milford many, many times. I did not know Mark is doing the same thing I am, which is you stay up late, even on work nights, to watch hockey in overtime. But
Absolutely.
You're a Flyers fan.
I am.
Well, congrats on the OT win.
For the last couple years.
Right.
Yep.
But you guys won in overtime last night.
We
congrats.
Did. Yep.
So you move on to the second round.
Yeah. Good to see Sidney Crosby in the rearview mirror.
Right, so. I'm sure. No, listen, we've got an uphill battle ourselves in the Bruins world, but we'll see how that goes.
I'll be thinking of you guys.
Thank you, yeah. Mark. That's really nice of you, honestly. I don't know how sincere that is, because honestly,
well, you
hockey,
know,
you know, we don't really love.
Outside of the Flyers, you know, I could root for Boston, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
That's so nice of you. Is that because I've literally made you sit in a diner with people
I've been just watching wall-to-wall hockey, you know.
You have
doesn't
to.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's great
right?
this time of
playoff
year,
hockey.
Sure.
It's the best. Well, besides hockey, there's so many great things going on in Fairfield. And the man who knows it is Mark Barnhart, Director of Community and Economic Development. He comes on my show usually when we talk about restaurant weeks in Fairfield. But we're in the springtime,
right.
And Fairfield is hopping. There's so much happening. I mean, you tell me where you want to start.
Flowers are blooming. We got the Dogwood Festival coming up over the Mother's Day weekend. Always a popular event. 89th year. Can you believe that?
That's kind of crazy. Because I remember the Dogwood Festival growing up more than 30 years ago in Fairfield, and that was still one of the top events in the
it
downtown.
It still is. So
it's beautiful.
Greenfield Hill, you know, can't beat it.
Oh, that's incredible. So that's happening, what, Mother's Day weekend?
Mother's Day weekend, for
okay.
sure.
Yeah. Before we get to Mother's Day weekend, though, you guys have a big shopping extravaganza coming up.
We have the Shop and Stroll in the Spring event on Wednesday, May 6th.
Oh, that's exciting.
So we'll have a couple dozen shops that will stay open late that evening. I guess I'm speaking not into the mic, so great.
No, you are. You totally are.
I am now. Okay.
Listen, it's because all of the, especially the moms out there, but all the shoppers were like, wait a minute, tell me again what's going on. They want to make sure they can hear it all so that they can then tell their spouses why they're shopping on May 6th in particular. I get that.
The stores will be open late till at least 9 o'clock. There'll be complimentary hors d'oeuvres, some free shopping tote bags that we'll be handing out as part of our happy hour event at the Sinclair from 5 o'clock on.
Why did you guys start the Shop and Stroll? Because it's a really neat opportunity. I know some towns do similar impacts, but was this before or after COVID you guys started the Shop and Stroll?
No, actually before.
Okay.
So we started working with our downtown merchants beginning, and then obviously we expanded that to other parts of town. So
cool.
It's all about supporting local businesses, which we think is very important. Buy local, shop local, eat local.
Yeah.
It's all great. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the only way that we keep communities healthy is to support our local businesses. So
yeah.
Something we believe very strongly in.
And I always say it's a really great excuse to go shopping.
Well, do you need an excuse?
I mean, sometimes, yes. I think if you ask my husband, he'll be like, did we really need you? And I'll say, yes, I was trying to support local,
there you
honey.
Go.
Well, sorry, I'm trying to keep people in business in Fairfield. I'm so
glad
sorry,
I'm helping you out there.
Right? See? Yeah. So see, you support us and who can then support you? Mark Barnhart, and again, the Director of Community and Economic Development. So again, Shop and Stroll, that's coming up on May 6th. I also understand, Mark, that you've been working very closely, I should say, with the Arts Commission.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Well, we have a newly established Arts Commission in Fairfield. They just finished up or wrapped up the Artistic Visions Challenge. We had 40 pieces of art that were displayed downtown in our library, both adult and youth artists. So the idea was to create art in new and unique ways, working collaboratively across generations. So we had just the art exhibition and event in celebration of that event, but we also have a cultural district in Fairfield downtown, one of about a dozen throughout the state that have been recognized by the state of Connecticut.
That's amazing.
And we've got a relaunch event that's planned for June 27th, so hopefully more details will be coming out. Of course, you don't have to keep track of all this stuff. You can always go on to our experiencefairfieldct.org website, which keeps track of all these events for more details and information.
That's so exciting. What else is happening in Fairfield? Because I can't even believe, Mark, that May is tomorrow. Like, it's so funny because you brought up Mother's Day weekend and I thought, oh, right, that's May. But then all of a sudden, I know Fairfield is always busy around Memorial Day weekend, the summer. I mean, we have one of the best coastlines of beaches in Fairfield, in all of the state of Connecticut, in Fairfield. And you guys
Yeah, you just reminded me, I have to go buy my beach sticker.
Oh, are they available now?
They are not available.
I'll tell
now.
My parents. Yep. I got to make sure they get theirs as well, because I definitely bum off of their beach sticker. No, I drive their car. Don't worry. And I take my parents with me. However,
your
yes.
secret's safe.
Thank you. Yeah, me, you, and the 60,000 people listening right now.
Right,
now
right.
You know how that worked. Although, you know, I'm sure. Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll just tell Chief Paris we didn't mean that. It'll be fine. Is there anything else though happening this summer
remiss if I didn't mention Make Music Day Fairfield coming up June 21st.
I knew it.
It is one of the largest in the country, actually.
Is it really?
This is our 9th annual year of participating.
No kidding.
And last year we had about 100 performances over 30 different venues in town, over
Holy
a 14-day
cow.
Event. 14-hour event, rather, for Make Music Day, which is always June 21st, the date of the summer solstice, longest day of the year.
Makes sense.
It's a free event. That's always important for me. You know, bring all your friends that love music, because that's what it's all about, and it's absolutely free.
That's so cool. And is it spread? I can't remember
last year. It's
throughout
town.
It's throughout town. That's what I thought. It's
absolutely.
Like all spread out.
Yes, it is.
That is really, really neat. And one of the largest in the country.
Largest in the country. Definitely one of the largest in the state.
Holy cow.
But yeah, we've been proudly participating for 9 years now. This
wow.
started in 1982. It's an international festival. It began in 1982 in Paris, France, and has global in its reach. But it's all about creating music, enjoying music,
wow.
and it's all free.
That's amazing. Wow. So there's a lot happening, and I think we always say, your website happens to be one of my favorite ones, because I think you guys do such a great job. But for people who want to make sure they are up to date with everything happening in Fairfield, where do they go?
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep track. So there's lots going on in Fairfield, so it's always best to check out our calendar of events at experiencefairfieldct.org. There's a complete calendar of events, information about upcoming activities, things that you can do in Fairfield. So, again, check it out, experiencefairfieldct.org.
Well, Mark, I so appreciate you, Director of Community and Economic Development in the town of Fairfield. Good luck.
And we're going to have to check out a hockey game pretty soon.
I was just going to say, good luck with your Flyers, but also I'm going to be real. Mark and I both agree that we have underdog teams. Like, it would be a miracle, first of all, if the Bruins could get out this first round. If the Flyers could beat the Hurricanes, I'm praying for you. You know, good luck to you. But, yeah, in the off season, yeah, we should definitely talk more hockey. I had no idea you were a hockey buff.
Hockey, you know, baseball, pretty much all sports all the time.
I mean, sports, it's one of the only things that,
but
even
Stanley
if we
Cup
don't agree.
But Stanley Cup playoffs, you can't, yeah, this
you
is
can't
this
miss
is awesome,
it,
right?
Right?
For sure.
I love it. I tell you, there's not a lot that people can just have a nice either disagreement or just be able to collaborate and talk about. Sports is one of them. And so I'm glad we have that together. Mark, I had no idea until today.
Well, it's great to be with you as always, Melissa. So looking forward to our next occasion to chat
more
about hockey and everything else.
Right? I'll see you probably back in studio, because they won't let me come back to the diner to do this till another year. So I appreciate this, though, and you being part of the diner tour. It means an awful lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Always a pleasure.
And we are live at the Southport Diner. This is the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We're at stop number 1. Thanks to Brown Roofing, of course, for sponsoring this.